Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
The title of today's program is called Creating the Cloud of Glory. And so in this program, we're going to just, explore this. And Joshua, you've written many books, but this one is called 31 Days to a Breakthrough Prayer Life. And as I was looking through it, I was noticing this chapter that just grabbed me. And it's called Creating the Cloud of Glory. So we're going to do a whole program on this subject because it's so amazing. But what is the cloud of glory, first of all?
Well, the Bible talks about it within, I think it's 2 Chronicles, talks about the dedication of Solomon's temple. And it says that when the ministers, the musicians, the vocalists, all of them got together and they began to lift up that sound, that one voice saying, Lord, you are good. Your mercy endures forever. Your love endures forever. It says that the weight of the glory of God literally came down upon them just like a cloud. Wow. And that the smoke of God's presence filled the place where they were ministering, so that the priests could not perform their natural earthly ministry. They couldn't do what they normally did, and they were literally covered by the cloud.
Wow.
And consumed by that cloud. And that's what the cloud of glory is. It is a copious, weighty, full realm of the blessing of God.
Amen.
And when the manifestation of that cloud comes, like it will come oftentimes in our meetings,
right,
and your meetings,
right,
when the cloud comes in, miracles begin to spontaneously happen. And people's lives are changed and people experience deliverance. And those who don't know God, those who don't know Christ personally, sometimes they'll just begin to cry or weep under the presence or run to the altars,
right,
because something is happening within that cloud of glory.
Right, and huge transformations take place in
massive
people's lives, and sometimes healings or provisional miracles or,
right,
heart changes. Everything,
right,
can happen when that glory cloud comes into,
right,
a meeting or into a room. In fact, I was just in my kitchen the other night, and I hadn't seen it in our home for a long time, and all of a sudden it moved in. I thought, oh,
right,
and you just can feel his love presence so strong.
It's amazing.
When he's there.
I was ministering several years ago up in the Canadian Arctic. And it was a spontaneous meeting. It hadn't been advertised at all. But I was ministering in the pastor's home in his basement area.
Right.
And as we were praising and worshiping the Lord, this cloud began to form as a tiny little cloud up around the around the light fixture in the family room. And it would just grow a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger. And as that cloud came, the revelation of God began to drop. The wisdom of God, the Spirit of God began to minister. And there was a couple that was sitting there that I think they had lived together for 11 or 12 years. They weren't married. But the Spirit of God came on them,
wow,
and began to deal with them about situations that people had been telling them for years. You need to get married. You need to make it right. You need to do this.
Right.
You need to do that. And one moment
in the glory
of God does more for you than a lifetime of self-effort without the presence of God.
Wow.
And they literally got directed to have a wedding right away. So the very next day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they got married. And would you believe that cloud of glory showed up again in that basement?
Wow.
And it was wonderful. And the woman, she didn't have preparation time to go purchase a nice wedding dress because she was going to spontaneously get married,
right,
because the Lord had directed her. But in the wedding, that cloud began to form and supernatural gold began to come out of the cloud,
wow,
and covered her completely. She began to cry and she said, this is the most beautiful wedding dress. I could not have asked for a more beautiful wedding dress than this.
Joshua, let's talk about what the cloud actually looks like, because sometimes you can actually see it like a white mist. I've seen colored,
right,
ones too.
Yes.
Like you see it in your spiritual vision, but it's it's in the natural too. You can actually see it. I've seen it move into meetings.
Yes.
And sometimes it's actually felt rather than
exactly.
seen.
Exactly. There'll be times when it comes in, like you said, just like a fog or a mist kind of in the room. There was one time I was ministering down in South Florida close to Miami, and it actually just popped open instantly, like burst open over the people. And it was white, fluffy, and really, really thick and dense that if you were in it, you couldn't see through it. You wouldn't
wow.
be able to see anybody. That's how thick
Amazing.
That cloud was. But it comes in all different manifestations. But more commonly, in our meetings, we sense
yes.
or we can feel the kabod
yeah.
of God, the glory of
it's
God.
It's like a cloud settles. And,
exactly.
And then you move and live inside of it.
You know the atmosphere has changed.
Yep.
And suddenly, even your mind, your emotional state has changed
exactly.
where you're not thinking about your problems. You're not thinking about the stuff you've been going through. But now your eyes are focused on Jesus Christ,
yeah.
the answer for all of your needs. And he becomes your soul vision within that cloud of glory.
Amen. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you remember, this was years ago, and we were interviewing you up in Canada in a studio up there
right.
in a broadcast place. And it was the first time, I think, that we had actually had you as a guest on our program.
It was.
And the crew at that station had never seen the glory manifest.
Right.
But we were just talking on the set, and all of a sudden you could feel the kabod or the presence, the
I
cloud
remember that.
Fall. And in it, though,
yes.
came visible glory particles like this gold glitter, and it started falling all over
that.
The floor. It was
I
on your
it was on
face.
The table.
On your,
I remember it on my nose.
On
Do
your
you remember
nose,
that was
and
like,
it was on yeah. your shoulder. And
yeah.
And the crew went ballistic. They
yeah.
had never seen anything
yeah.
like it, and it was just so fun. But the whole studio just filled with that cloud of his presence. It was so wonderful.
Right. You know what's amazing is, I think it's in Isaiah, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe fills the temple
yeah.
with glory. And that's kind of what happens when the cloud of glory begins to move in. It fills the temple. And we know that we are, you
yes.
and I, those that are watching, that are believers, we are the temple
yes.
of God. Temple's not made by the hands of man. And when the glory fills the temple, anything that's not of the glory has to move out. Anything that's not of the glory has to be removed. And so oftentimes this is why when the cloud of glory comes, people get delivered.
Yes.
And it's not like the old-fashioned deliverances we used to do. It's just the glory comes in and people get set free.
Yeah.
The glory comes in, sicknesses move out, disease moves out. The glory comes in, poverty, financial pressures move
yeah.
out, and suddenly the provision of God moves in. When the glory fills the temple, it begins to consume us completely.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
The glory also, when that cloud manifests, it can be in as a sign and a wonder for
Absolutely.
Those who don't know the Lord. Like, remember that time you were ministering at one of our events, and Ryan Wyatt was there, and a number of people were there.
Yes.
And the sapphire.
I remember.
The sapphire elements just
yes.
started to fall on everything
yes.
in the front row.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, in the green room, a friend of ours brought a friend of his who was a
yeah.
Jewish man,
yeah.
Did not believe in any of this stuff, did not
right.
believe in Jesus yet. And in fact, he thought it was some kind of hocus pocus because he'd seen
yeah.
it land on the front row.
Right.
But in the green room,
we were just talking and just conversing and the glory moved in.
The glory moved in, and that ball, it
yeah.
it came like a big ball of sapphire dust and went
right.
poof, and he saw
right.
it. He actually saw it with his open
right.
eye. And that night he came
to
Christ.
And he gave
Christ.
His heart to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think he got it healing
yes,
also.
Yes, and he went
healing.
And just shared that testimony everywhere. He
yeah.
couldn't get over it. But it's a sign for the unsaved.
Absolutely. And God manifests that glory cloud in many different ways, like you said. Sometimes you can see it. Sometimes you can feel it. There are times it looks like a fog. There's times when it will show up like these sparkles, these golden sparkles,
yeah.
these golden particles. There'll be other times it comes through a wave of healing.
Right.
You just begin to see instantly, not just one or two, but many being healed instantly.
Right.
People coming up out of wheelchairs or off their deathbed, you know, in this cloud of glory. There was one
Love
time
it.
When the cloud of glory came in and there was a rainbow that came in the cloud. The promises, the covenant
yes.
of God being released.
I've
it's
seen
wonderful.
That too. And the different radiant aspects of the glory.
Right.
It's just wonderful when you know God. Now, in your book, 31 Days to Breakthrough Prayer Life, You say that we can create the cloud of glory.
Absolutely. I believe that God has given the ability to every single believer to create this cloud, to participate with God and allow Him to create it through us. I believe.
So we can create realms, we can create atmospheres,
right.
And we can facilitate the presence of God coming in this way if we know the keys.
Absolutely. And I've shared a lot of those keys. There's too many to get into just on the program, so a lot of them are within the book. And it's actually a 31-day program. Journey that you can go through and begin to allow the revelation to unfold inside of you. But one of the keys that the Lord has given to us is that key of praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise.
Yes.
It says, be thankful and bless His name. So praise and thanksgiving are big keys to open up this realm of the cloud. Just as they were praising at the dedication of Solomon's temple, we can praise today and allow God to create that cloud through us. When we begin to exhale our praise, God inhales and then exhales the breath of God upon us again. We inhale, get filled with His presence, and we begin to exhale. And there's a wonderful verse within the book there from Job that talks about the vapors of our lips.
I love that.
The worship that comes from our lips are literally like vapors that are going up, creating a cloud, and the cloud pours down on us. Then creates another praise, and it goes back up. And you see, it's a pattern of heaven. It's the flow of heaven, the cycle of heaven. We give to God, God gives back to us. We give to God, He gives back to us.
Wow.
And the cloud gets greater and greater, bigger and bigger.
Let me read that verse that you just mentioned, because I'm right here. It says, the vapor from your lips can create the glory cloud. So it says, remember that thou magnify His work, which men behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar off, for He maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Wow, what a verse.
I love that verse.
It is amazing. It's out of Job 36.
It gives us that picture that our words, our worship, magnifying the Lord, is creating this cloud. You can't have the rain without the cloud. But if you have the cloud, you can have the rain.
Amen.
And then when the rain comes down, it says it pours upon many men. Many people receive the rain. So you can, Patricia, create an atmosphere, create a cloud in your home or in the place of meeting. And not only can you get blessed, but those that are around you can experience the blessing also.
Right on. Joshua, I want to thank you for what you give to the body. And these books, like, they're so powerful.
Thank you.
And yet so simple, like anyone can get empowered through, and especially the style that you write them in. You make it so easy. Give a little bit. Like this one is 31 days to a breakthrough,
right?
And it's like just step by step, you know, giving us things to meditate on, to digest, to get really rooted on the inside of us so that that which goes in can come out. We're going to be right back, and we're going to pray for you to be empowered to release the glory and to create a cloud of His glory in your midst.
Do you want to see more fruit and breakthrough in your prayer life? Joshua Mills' life-changing manual, 31 Days to a Breakthrough Prayer Life, will take you on a transforming 31-day journey into the mysteries of prayer. Go deep into spiritual realities. Order now today for only $9 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 310. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
Here he comes.
Joshua, before this program's finished, I want you to release an impartation for our viewers to receive that creative anointing to create glory clouds in their life wherever they are.
I would love to do that.
But give us some examples of how you've seen things shift from no glory to the glory.
Well, you know, I minister in a lot of churches around the world, and not just churches, but conferences and businesses, different places. And every place that you go, it's very different, and the people respond differently. But there'll be some places that you go in, and in the natural, it feels like there's not one drop of anointing, not one drop of power. Could any miracles happen in this place? But the Lord has given me a key, knowing that, well, number one, where two or more are gathered, He's there in the midst of us. And so according to His word, I have a promise that He will show up and be present. And if I can find these promises within the word, this is one of the keys to creating the cloud,
right?
Or creating this realm of glory, is by taking the word and saying, God, I don't just believe it, I know it. And so I'm going to speak it, I'm going to declare it, and as I speak it, the manifestation of it will come. The Bible says that God watches over His word to make it happen or to perform it. And so as we begin to declare the word, as we begin to decree the word, we see the glory showing up. And so one of the things I love to do when I minister is, one of the very first things I'll say is, the glory of God is here.
Yes.
God is in this place. The miracles of God are filling this place. Maybe I don't feel it at the moment. Maybe
but you believe
I,
it.
But I know it. Yeah. I know it because the Bible says it.
Yes.
And so I know it. And because I know it, I can speak in faith. And that speaking, the Bible says God will do nothing unless He first reveals it through His servants, the prophets. God's always looking for somebody who will put words or voice to what He's doing in the earth. And so this is one of the keys to creating the cloud of glory.
In Psalm 103:20, it says, when you give voice to the commandments of the Lord or the truth of the Lord, it actually dispatches angels, because then angels, it says, go out and obey that voice.
And you know, the angelic realm is another realm that is part of that cloud.
It's part of the cloud.
It's part of the movement of God in that spiritual realm. And I love that, the angels of God being released within the cloud of glory.
I actually love the challenge sometimes of going into an environment that even feels hostile to the liberty of the Spirit,
right?
And then asking God, okay, how can we shift this atmosphere? How can we build Your glory into this atmosphere? And, you know, like you said, you know, you can get, you know, scriptures or decrees of belief or sometimes a prophetic word. You know, you just start prophesying over individuals, and all of a sudden you start to feel the shift happen. And then when you feel that, you can start to create more glory, right? As you just work
prophecy
with the Holy Spirit.
Prophecy creates a big cloud.
Yeah.
Prayer creates a big cloud of glory. Another thing that I've discovered is generosity.
Right.
Being generous. And like you said, sometimes we go into these, it feels like a hostile environment, even where there might be a really strong spirit of poverty.
Right.
That's present. And something I love to do in that atmosphere is let's completely go against this thing and do everything opposite in the spirit of glory. Let's rise up. Janet, Angela, and I will do it. We'll become the biggest givers, the most generous. If nobody else wants to give, we will become the biggest givers in that place, because we know that thing creates, that generosity creates a cloud of glory.
Right.
And there'll be times we give away the entire book table, all of our CDs, everything.
I've actually seen
that. There was one time, Patricia, that our resources would fit into a closet in our ministry office. And that was all the resources we had that we would sell at churches or that we would sell online or make available. All the resources were in that closet. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, empty that closet and give every single one away. Don't hold back anything. Not just like give 50% or give 10%. Give 100%. And so we took that and we created a cloud of blessing over our lives and over our ministries by doing that. And that night it looked like we had now given everything. There was nothing more. And in those days, you know, the books and the CDs would help support the missions work and the places that we would go. And we had given it all away, but you cannot outgive
God.
And it creates a realm of blessing, a cloud of glory over our lives. And right after that, God multiplied us and gave us such a harvest and brought us into such a cloud that we couldn't fit it all into the closet and we couldn't fit it all into the shelves in the office, but we had to rent a warehouse in order to house all of the products that God had given to us, the books that God gave me, the CDs God gave me, because it created a massive cloud of glory.
Yeah, I so know that to be true, especially in the realm of generosity and sowing, that you actually create realms with it.
Right.
What about, talk just for a few moments about the power of expectation, because if you expect nothing, you will surely get it, you know?
That's what the Bible says. It says, so be it according to your faith.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of this cloud. If we can believe for a cloud of miracles, we can see it. Yeah. If we can believe for a cloud of healing, we can begin to experience it. If we can believe for a cloud of restoration or family miracles, whatever it is, we can surely walk into it.
I know I've discovered that expectation is so powerful, you know, and when you go into a room, you know, where there's expectation, God can do anything.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're in a meeting where people are just waiting for God to move, he moves.
Yes.
Because he moves in on expectation.
The cloud is greater.
So if you're expecting the cloud, if you're expecting the weight of his glory, if you wake up every day expecting it, he's going to do it.
Right.
You know?
I think part of that, too, in the corporate setting is it's not just our cloud that's being created, but then it's the corporate cloud.
Yeah. Because everyone's expectation, you know, gets linked in. And
cloud within clouds, realms within realms, wheels
wonderful.
Within wheels.
We'll create a whole storm.
Yeah, exactly.
A storm of glory.
Exactly.
Can I ask you to just, I know that we're going to give some prophetic words in a little bit, but can I have you look into your camera and just release, like, you know, it says in the Bible, freely, freely you receive, so freely, freely give.
Right.
I know that all of us would want to receive impartation from the revelation and just what's been established in your life as far as the ability to create that cloud of glory.
Awesome. Well, if you just stretch out your hands right now towards the television, I want to just release that impartation, that God would fill your home with a cloud. There's several that are watching right now, even in a church, in a ministry office right now, and God just releasing that cloud of glory right now. Sometimes a cloud comes with joy. Sometimes a cloud comes with weeping. Other times the cloud comes with that intensity of the expectation of God inside of you. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for touching those who are watching. I thank you for releasing the weighty cloud, the Shekinah and the Kabod of your glory, that we would know it, that we would experience it, and that we'd be able to receive it so that we can release it every single place we go. Lord, help us to discern how to create that cloud and how to release it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Do you want to see more fruit and breakthrough in your prayer life? Joshua Mills' life-changing manual, 31 Days to a Breakthrough Prayer Life, will take you on a transforming 31-day journey into the mysteries of prayer. Go deep into spiritual realities. Order now today for only $9 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 310. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. Joshua, again, I want to thank you for this book. And I mean, it would be my desire to see all of our viewers pick this one up because it just, you know, you could just go over it every month even. It just takes a little, you know, a few minutes each day to meditate on the little lessons you have. But they're so power-packed with revelation.
It's a journey into miracles and into breakthrough.
It's just wonderful. And, of course, we don't have any more time left on the program to do any more teaching out of it. But it's got so many aspects of truth that will help build just good things into our viewers. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We want to now bring words over our viewers. And I'm actually receiving a word right now for someone who you are watching the program, but you actually attend a very traditional church. And you've been very faithful to just your family ties there. And, you know, you've been faithful in your attendance. But your soul is so dry. And as you've been listening to this program, you just said, I've got to have this more. I've got to have that cloud of glory. I've got to know what that is. What is all that? And the Lord says over you that there is this whole new world is going to open up to you. That today's program for you was a revelatory portal that is opening up where He's going to start giving you revelation. It's a brand new season for you. And you're going to discover things by the Spirit of God because of your hunger. And that hunger's been ignited afresh today. And He says you're going to have the more that you are desiring. And you will know what that glory is. You will know how to identify the glory cloud of God. You will know how to embrace it, how to live in it, how to walk in it. And so I bless you with that because you're loved by God. He is giving this to you.
Right now I'm seeing that there's a man that's watching, and you've been struggling with an alcoholic addiction, and it's actually something that has been hidden, and you've tried to keep it from others and from them knowing, but it's been a personal, intimate struggle. And right now, I see the cloud of glory filling not just your room, but I see that cloud filling you completely. The glory is filling the temple and actually setting you free from that spirit of addiction and from that spirit of alcoholism. And God's setting you free to such a degree that you're going to be able to testify and give God glory for it. And many others are going to get set free also. Just receive it right now, that cloud.
I see a woman watching the program, and you actually work with children in your church. And you just long to see the children know the glory. And so you've been used powerfully by the Lord to help little children hear the voice of God, to help them know the power of God and the reality of God. And the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. But in this next while, the Lord's going to give you keys to teaching the children how to create the cloud of glory. You're going to have so much fun with them, and they're going to have so many testimonies that come out of the teaching that you're going to give them. And these little ones are going to be raised up as those who really know the power, the glory, and the essence of the kingdom because of your faithfulness. So thank you so much for that. And for all of you, I welcome you to join us next time, because we have more things to share about the glory with you. And remember this above all else, that He loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Pass it on.